You are all shortly going to be arriving in a Peachum. Before that happens, was there any other conversations or interactions you guys would like to have?
Yes.
I think Diego showed off that he had attuned to Oculus. I think Rio and Diego went above decks to go show people that. That was like the last thing that the two of us were doing.
What did you want to do, Kim?
Oh, so much. Probably be the next day after Seraphine had gotten some rest and a little bit of recovery. She would be up in the rigging of the ship, trying to just get her place in the sails, make herself useful on the ship, trying to just feel the wind and be up there to be thinking and contemplating about everything.
Okay, while you're up there, let's go ahead and give you an intelligence check.
Not a saving check. A 21. Natural 20.
Crit. Oh, very good. So you've gained some aptitude in trying to put yourself into this real life situation. You've read plenty about sailing, many adventures at sea, but being in an adventure is something quite different, and you've tried to apply as much real world knowledge to your technical knowledge that you've had.
Sorry, this was Seraphine, not Athena.
Seraphine does reading too.
Okay. Yes, yeah. I know. I just want to make sure.
She reads books.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So trying to you're right, it is Seraphine, so I'm going to start.
No, just kidding. This was Athena.
Go on. You're saying.
Either way, they rolled a 21 together.
Yeah.
Which one rolled a 21? I'm confused now.
Seraphine rolled the 21.
Okay. I think I was confused because Cameron started off with, Kim, what are you doing? And then he just... I missed the part where it was actually Seraphine.
Still works. She read at some point in her life.
She read at some point, but she also spent a lot of time on boats. Yes. So it's... you've spent a lot of time as a passenger. Only in your... like I said, you spent a lot of time as a passenger, so a lot of things you've seen being done and, you know, observed as much as you can, trying to learn as closely as you can without, you know, making it obvious to your parents that you're actually paying attention to what the workers are doing. The sailors and the shipmates. And doing your best to replicate what you saw during all that time. Throughout this leg of the journey, you've gained aptitude in basically you could functionally act as a ship hand. So if you ever need to operate a boat or serve a position on a boat, you now have that ability, similar to what Tosh could do if he were in a situation. You have sailor's experience.
While she is up there, she would be watching everyone on the ship, keeping an eye on Tosh especially.
Tosh would be keeping an eye on her.
Oh, man.
Especially.
Wow. Does she know that? But no talking, only eyeing.
No, that's not true. No, I would. How high up are you?
I don't know. I'm just.
At some point. Sorry, this is really hard to talk. I'm sorry. Is it all right if I come up?
I thought it was your ship.
Well, you've seemed to find your place on it, so thought I'd at least ask permission.
Very well.
Hey, This is the only time I'm going to talk tonight, so here we go.
Tripped up the ladder.
I'm sorry about last night. Obviously, I can't even imagine what you might be feeling right now. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I just thought you'd remember everything, but that's okay. Are you okay?
I'm feeling much better today.
Good. Can I get you anything?
No. It's nice being out here.
It is. I spent most of my life on ships like this. Bigger ones, actually, but most of my life at sea.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It's good to be back. Anyway, I don't want to take too much of your, anyway, just, if you need anything, I'm here for you, and I may feel weird to you, but I really care about you, and so, just anything you need, let me know, and, yeah.
She kind of gives you a look. Can you prove it?
Prove what exactly?
That we were married.
Well, that do I have a certificate? I don't know.
There was a certificate.
Do I have it?
No, you do not have it.
I just had that ring.
I don't know.
Who married us? I'm trying to remember that.
This happened off screen.
There was a... Who was it, Callan? I guess. I don't remember. Or was that ever established?
Someone did.
There was a person in a Peachum who married us. It doesn't matter now. Really. We just We met when we were teenagers. And I got to spend a few weeks with you in Ephigeum. And after that, I had to leave and go back to sea again, and then didn't see you again until 8 months ago when we came into Ephigeum again. And things were rushed and crazy, and there was fights going on, and fate keeps bringing us together, and about a month ago we ran into each other again in Fulnix, and traveled to Apeachum, and everything just felt right. There's a lot of crazy things going on in the world right now, Seraphine, and you were the only one that made sense of it all. As far as proof goes, I don't have much. But that doesn't matter. It's more about how I feel about you, and also the feelings that I know you had at one point, even though you can't remember them. I think we'll figure it out, but I'll give you time. And like I said, I'm here for you and anything you need. You've been through so much.
She'd kind of cock her head a little bit. And then just grab him in and pull him into a big kiss. Push him back. Damn, I thought that would work. That was nice.
It was. Right. Maybe we'll try again sometime.
Yeah, make an insight check, Tosh.
No, he's confused. Not confused, but...
Yep.
Women.
You know.
I'm negative one, as I remember every time.
She seemed disappointed for some reason.
You did to be pissed. I don't understand anything.
We can take it slow.
She nods.
Yes. Very slow, yes.
Well.
Okay.
I got a zero.
You what?
I'm just letting them know I got a zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Just that look of disappointment on her face. will haunt you for some time.
Ever.
What Tosh doesn't know is she was disappointed that, like, a bunch of memories didn't come flooding back to her. But Tosh just thought she was disappointed in the kiss. Kiss was not great. Athena, or Rio, or Aura, or Diego, or Tosh. Oh. Well, is there anything else before you arrive in a Peach?
Were you gonna say something, Alex?
I'm for sure painting, because I have something specific that Rio is working on. So I started it a couple sessions back, but it's something that I've just been working on the boat.
Diego is practicing with his new chakram, throwing it at the mast. Back.
Very good. Okay. In due time, you begin seeing more and more signs of civilization, passing a couple of fishing ships, seeing flocks of seagulls in the air, getting closer and closer to land. You see the corner of the Glacium Mountains fading away into the distance. And then hundreds of other ships at the docks of Apeachum in front of you as you make your way into the bay. There's energy about the place. Somewhat familiar and reminiscent of Nidus, just being on a port city, everything running in and out of the waterways, the oceans, shipments going on and out. A port town always has a special appeal to it. As you pull in and duck the lagoon, you see the one of the first things that catches your eye is the Fool's Folly the Thirsty Bastard Dockside Tavern. That's
special place.
It's on the docks.
Only Seraphine could remember what happened there.
exactly. Weirdly, only she can. For Rio, you see several familiar ships out in the yard. You walked along the docks many times as a child and grown up. Not frequenting the docks necessarily, but your father would do routine, not inspections, but he enjoyed his walkabouts about the town, and one of the places where he'd always go was the docks, and you'd always look forward to it because there were several signature ships that were always there every time. You can tell that some of them have changed slightly over the years, but for the most part remained the same. Some of the certain companies have matching sails and familiar insignia that you're used to seeing. One that's a cornucopia overflowing with various fruits and vegetables and grain. A familiar sight in Apeachum. And one that you've always appreciated. For the candor that is the insignia. This is what we have to offer. This is what we bring in trade.
Point out the Thirsty Bastard. Uh-huh. As we were going into Seraphine, I'm like, does that place ring a bell?
Thirsty Bastards always ring a bell.
The lagoon is roped off and secured. The fare has been paid for several days at least. You have officially arrived in a Peachum.
Rio's like visibly anxious. Like very fidgety. She hasn't been back in a while. This is a big deal. She's fidgety.
Is there somewhere we could take you to, Rio, that would help you feel more settled? Or are you... Is there somewhere that you need to get to right away?
He's trying to buy you a drink.
Who was that? What's that?
As quickly as they showed up, they left.
Wow. Well, Diego, you know we need to get to my sister, but I don't know if I'm ready to do that yet.
Well, we could go and visit your home.
Yeah, despite what Cameron said, Diego seemed to be just asking you, what do you need to get done next?
I need to see my sister, but I would feel better if I spoke to my father first. Is that okay with everyone?
Athena would nod. Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time.
Let's go.
Rio, would you want one of us to go and just check on your sister and make sure that she's here?
Maybe that's not a bad idea.
I'd be willing to go and scout it out.
What about Diego Tain?
I mean, I'll try to avoid him at all costs if I can.
But you have the same face. So people might see you, and word might get back to him.
Well, I can try and disguise myself and not, you know, go strolling down the streets. If that puts you at ease, Athena.
Maybe Athena could go with you.
Lovely idea.
It might be difficult to be stealthy with her.
What are you implying?
Whoa.
Athena, I think you can agree that stealth is not your strong suit.
I don't think we're going to be army crawling through a Peachum, Diego.
Also a good point.
Fine.
Good points all around.
Fine. Athena can come. We will go and scout out to see if Keela is where we think she is, and then we'll meet back with all of you.
Very well. Thank you.
Now, as you guys had arrived into town, it was just past midday, so just to give you an idea of what time it is here, about 2 p.m.
Hotel check-in is in Hotel 3.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't check.
We just leave all of our bags at the front door.
Yeah, and we're like, leave your bags. There's some guy down there insisting, no, leave your bags with me. I'll take care of them. Yeah, I'll watch them good for you, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's what I do for a living.
We obviously leave him with that guy.
It seems the wisest choice.
Thank you.
Ara would want to go with you.
I'll nod to Ara and want to join.
Wait. Ara's coming too now?
If Athena's going, I'm going.
I think she's stealthier than you are.
Well, I beg to differ, but I don't know if we need to bring this many people to go and scout out for Keela.
One more person, one more set of eyes can't hurt.
I just begrudgingly accept.
He seemed all ready to go solo, but now, oh, fine, I'll take it over.
I didn't think you'd ever take the gem, Diego.
I mean, where Keela is the... I can't remember if it's called a manor, if it's like the castle.
He just gestures in that direction to the biggest, shiniest building up on the hill.
Aura, haven't you been here before?
No.
Wait, yes, I have. Actually.
But I'm also an excellent liar, so there's that. So.
Nope.
She did that deliberately just to throw you off.
We stopped here on our way. That's great. Once. Briefly.
But didn't you go to the manor with Vivian and Tosh?
You were taken to the manor, yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's this way.
She also gestures to the big shiny building on top of the hill.
See, Athena?
She's been here before.
Yes, but it doesn't take that much intellect to know where to go.
Wow.
But it does take some.
Yes, Athena.
So it's a good thing we're here.
Great. We're bringing all the brains. Good.
Ironically, yes, you are.
Oh, no. What have we done?
We're just leaving the very emotional people behind. It's fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
It's great.
Josh has a sword. They're good.
Yeah. Super good. Great.
She just pats you on the arm.
Disgusting.
Rio. And I guess Tosh and Seraphine. The three of you, start making your way towards the Evero estate. Rio, growing up, there was one particular servant whom had worked there basically longer than you've been alive. And you're very familiar with this individual. And they're just a trusted and dutiful servant of the household. Would you like to give a description of this person?
Sure. Okay, her name's Maggie. And she's very old. She's like grandma age at this point, and she is she like ran the household, so make sure like the birth or of our house basically. Pretty no nonsense, but lovable on the inside.
Great. When you arrive at the gates, there is a guard posted out front. They stop you all initially, but he very quickly recognizes you and your cousin. And opens up the gateway, bowing and gesturing towards the walkway that leads inside.
Thank you. Is my father home?
Yes, Master Darius is present.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes, Mister. Good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Lady Evero, guest.
Says to Tosh. And you approach the door, give a big knock. A while later, a few moments later, door opens and you see a familiar face and silver hair of Maggie.
Who is it? Who's here?
Wait. And then she looks
at, oh, you've grown so much. What? Arriving unannounced?
Surprise.
Jocelyn, it's been too long. Come here, you.
And she embraces you.
I give her a hug. Have you
Seraphine.
Been?
Ooh, hold on, hold that thought.
And she quickly embraces Seraphine as well.
Oh, it's been too long.
Far too
You're
long.
You're welcome here anytime. The two of you would get together again. Oh, this warms my heart. Oh, and you two, come here. Give me a hug. And she hugs Tosh.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but if you're traveling with them, then you're probably fine enough.
That's what Rio always says.
All right. Anyway, Jocelyn, as I said, I'm very happy to see you. I wish you would have given news of your arrival.
I couldn't. Is that a problem?
Not a problem. I just would have liked to prepare some sort of dinner or some. Come inside.
Where's
she ushers
cabinet?
You all indoors, taking off various coats and insisting you take off shoes and put on house shoes and things of the like.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody situated? Will you be needing to put anything in your room?
I mean, this is all I have. I'll take off my backpack, I guess.
I'll go put it in your room for you.
Thank you.
Miss Seraphine, you need me to take anything of yours?
Nope.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And you mention again asking where your father is.
Oh! He's in the study. I just brought him his tea. He was also not expecting visitors, so please wait here. I'll go let him know that you've
come. No. Don't tell him that I'm here.
Oh, it's a surprise.
It's
a wonderful surprise to see you, Jocelyn, but it's just...
What?
If you insist.
It might ruffle his feathers, but it'll be okay.
Oh, it certainly will.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you can bring him... I hadn't brought his biscuits yet, along with the tea. But you bring those along with you, will you?
She goes to pick up a small tray and hands it off to you. A couple of tea biscuits.
Thank you. Could you get Tosh and Seraphine a room? Or maybe two?
I'll make sure that the guest rooms are... I'll make sure that...
And she looks at them. Two separate, very separate rooms are prepared for your guests.
Seraphine would give a little squeeze to Rio. Just squeeze her hand.
Are you good?
And,
Yes. Are you?
She gives a small bow and heads upstairs to begin preparing in the rooms. As she's heading away, you can hear her saying things like,
oh, I've got to inform the chef that we've got a big dinner to make tonight. And where is that?
Okay. I'm going to go take this to my dad. What?
Sorry, how long has it been since you've been home?
Oh, like a year and a half. Something like that.
Wow.
But it feels like much longer.
And you haven't seen your father since then?
No.
I assume you'd like to see him by yourself? Not have an audience?
Yeah, that's probably better. Is that all right?
Great with me. I don't know him.
There's a living room down that hallway to your left. You and Tosh could go wait there. Is that all right?
Wonderful.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so you make your way to the study. Being back in the home where you were raised, it's quiet, eerily quiet here. You're used to there always being some sort of ruckus or fuss going on within the walls. One of the three children getting up to mischief or chasing each other down the hallways. Guests coming over and hosting parties, various sorts. But you can almost feel that the house itself has been missing that kind of excitement and activity. And a small bit of relief from the home, but you feel an sadness that's lingering. The home feels lonely in a way. But you make your way the rest of the way to the study. Would you like to knock, or are you just going to go right in?
I'll knock.
You give a knock. Oh, come on in. You can leave the biscuits on the desk, please.
Very well. I'll go in.
Go in. Your father was seated in a chair turned towards a fireplace. As soon as he heard your voice, you could hear like a straining of the cushions from his sudden jolt upwards, straightening of his back, alertness. And he stands up in surprise, very... Jocelyn! And he runs over to you and embraces you.
Oh, I've missed you, Papa.
Where have you been? I feared the worst when Tail couldn't find you in the end, and... Well, I'm sure you may have heard that he's no longer with us, but he's served dutifully. I know you. He always watched out for you. But, what am I saying? Wait, I should be angry at you.
Oh, you shouldn't. How could you be angry at me?
I'm trying to keep track of everything right now, and I've worried about you so much. Please tell me you're back for good.
Sorry. I don't know what for good means.
Well, that you've done with your escapades of study and adventuring, I have heard some terrifying things, just to say the least.
What have you heard?
I've heard that you've been out interacting with the Igni on as some sort of ambassador mission. And you were in a Peachum when the dragon attacked. And I heard from your sister that you were... Sorry, in Glacium. I heard from your sister that you were... that you had met up in Glacium. She saw you briefly there. Put my mind at ease, at least. And knew you were alive after that point.
How have you been?
Things have been all right here. It's strange not having any of the children at home.
I'm sure. I should be angry with you too.
Absolutely not. No. That's not how this relationship dynamic works.
How could you let Keela get married?
He was married to the most eligible bachelor in a Peachum. I know he was your betrothed, but with you on the line and in the wind, Hale said that it would not, you would not, he could not bring you here and keep you safe, is what he informed me. He could not bring you back and keep you safe.
Why not?
He seemed to be under the impression that bringing you back would be harmful. That you would not go without extreme protest of a physical nature.
Well, would you expect anything less from me?
I would expect...
You said 2 years. I promised. I gave you my word.
I didn't have that long, and that's why... With me not knowing your whereabouts, if or when you'd be returning, there was a lot weighing on our home, on our family name, the Evro name.
So you just pushed Keela into something she didn't even want?
She was happy with the idea. She had met with the young Tane on many occasions, and they've got along famously. The socializing, when he came back into the city, there were parties nearly every night, gatherings, balls, feasts, banquets. Everyone wanted a piece of him for...
So what, you were worried you were going to lose out?
We had an arrangement with our families, and it wasn't a very strong one to begin with, and with you out of...
But that was supposed to be my duty. I'm the oldest. That fell to me.
Yes. Yes, you were supposed to fill that duty. That's why I sent Kale to collect you.
But it wasn't time. I wasn't done.
We could argue about it all day, I'm sure.
How is Keela?
She doesn't visit nearly as much as I'd like. It's been over a month since I've last seen her.
But how is she when you see her?
She's quite lovely. She seems very happy, in fact.
Insight on that, please.
Okay, insight check.
Thirteen.
He seemed a little baffled, like, well, you saw how she was doing. She's doing great. What are you talking about? He seems to believe that she's very happy.
Okay. Are we that interchangeable to you?
Keela, listen. No, I mean, Jocelyn. No, just kidding. No. Jocelyn. Of course you're not. There was so much more to the... Our estate was not in the best standing as far as some of our taxes and land payments and even the staff. Things were tight. And thankfully, your sister's marriage has alleviated that immensely. We're no longer scraping by, no longer scraping the bottom of the coffers. We were going to lose everything.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. You sold her soul to a devil to pay for this house.
That's a bit harsh. That's a bit harsh, Jocelyn. I was only doing what I could to hold on to your mother's memory. After all, this was her house as well.
You didn't sense anything off?
No. No, why would I?
No reason.
Are you that cross with me? I had thought that perhaps you didn't even want to get married.
No, I'm not cross with you. Sorry. I'm sad for Keela, that's all.
Don't be sad. She's quite happy, as I said.
Right.
But you are in town. It would be the perfect excuse to have her over for a visit. Or perhaps we go see her and the palace.
Sure. That would be wonderful. Can you arrange it?
Yes, I could. Yes, I could. I'll get the...
I'll have one of the servants send word of our arrival. Let's plan on going tonight. Let's, maybe short notice, but it's family in town, after all. It's... I might stretch the truth a little bit, but we'll get her to accept our invitation.
Wonderful. Seraphine's downstairs, too.
There's what?
Seraphine is here as well.
Seraphine?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I only learning about this now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I have had her come in for the reunion?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go get her. She's gone through a lot, and she doesn't remember much, so...
Doesn't remember much.
Mm-hmm. She's had a concussion. It's affected her memory.
I'll need to talk to you both about your additional... have you tracked her along on your adventuring? Is that what's...
No. Just barely found her.
I'm going to need a lot of context. You retrieve Seraphine?
Yeah.
Okay. Seraphine, you come down, you get a hug from this another strange man. Very hugging family, apparently, is what's going on here.
My favorite uncle, I presume.
Right! Perhaps we'll also call for the physician to have you looked over. He just sort of pats your head and combs your hair a little bit. My girl, you look half-starved.
The latest fashion.
Well, that I can understand. You should see Keela. She seems to be taking after your fashions.
Mm. Not easy to come by.
Big gaunt features are now a trend, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, would you prepare some food and perhaps a little bit of libations for... The girls, they look like they need it. All right,
okay. Very much.
Tosh just had herself downstairs.
There's another guest here? What's going on?
Oh, sorry, Tosh.
I stick my head in.
This is Tosh Altus.
Tosh Altus. good day, Sir Altus. Tosh Altus, you say? No, wait, I've heard of you. And he approaches you real, comes in quite close and starts shaking your hand. I've heard of you. You were the one traveling with my Jocelyn.
That's right.
You had quite an exciting time in Glacium. I read all about the court case and everything that was going on in the city. And... Maggie, open up an extra bottle of wine, perhaps? you come along. And he brings you all into a proper dining room and seats you all near a newly stoked fire. A few refreshments and drinks have been served to all of you. So tell me everything that's going on. What? I've never mind to just lock you in your room, but you're not a child anymore, so I can't do that.
Not like it stopped me from getting out anyway.
Very true. Seraphine, does your mother know that you're here?
You would know better than me.
All right. Your mother is very concerned about you and your whereabouts. And the whereabouts of her ship. She's also very concerned about that.
Her ship?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the concussion that you were talking about, Jocelyn?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, Seraphine will have you home in no time. Don't you worry. Perhaps we should send for your mother.
I think that would be a good idea.
Very well. He informs a servant to send out a letter. The same servant who's just come back from sending out a missive to the palace that he'll be arriving.
You know, it really served me, sir, if you had told me all these things at once, then I could get them all done in one trip. But you hear him just sort of muttering that as he would never say that to he'd never say that to Darius's face, but you do pick up on the strained mutterings as he makes his way out of the room and down the hall. Is there anything else that you wanted to discuss with Darius or inform him of or anything like that?
You guys?
Your home is lovely.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have quite a large estate here. You're welcome to see the grounds. I would say you're familiar with it, but you're not right now at present.
It'll be a whole new experience. I'd love to see the grounds.
Perhaps a tour will be in order. I'm happy. Jocelyn, would you...
I'll take her. It's okay.
Take her where?
To see the grounds.
Right, well, the intention is typically that somebody who's familiar with the grounds shows a guest around the grounds so that they can, you know, learn the very various history. For example, we have a wine cellar in our basement that's older than the city itself. It exists. It was part of the ruins of the older city. That, anyway, it's neither here nor there. Jocelyn, should we be bringing Seraphine along with us to visit your sister?
That's up to her.
Very well. Seraphine, would you like to join us as we visit your cousin, your other cousin, not this one, Jocelyn. Jocelyn has a sister who looks like her, but isn't quite like you. You also bear a resemblance, but there's a third in the mix.
Family is. All right, thank you.
Yes. Good.
Like, I love a party. If there's gonna be,
I think it might be best if she gets some rest. Actually, just for now.
At 2 p.m.
All right. Is that?
It's just been a lot for today.
Okay. Been a lot, I guess. So.
And he looks to Jocelyn. Does that sound like a good idea? I don't know anymore.
They're just. With.
I'll message him. What are you doing?
I just think it's best if she doesn't see Diego today.
Oh. Yeah, I think maybe they better stay here. This will just be an Evero reunion stands.
Yeah, just the media Everos, not the other Everos.
It's been so long since we've all been together. I think Everos. It's just yes.
Be an immediate family affair is what it's going to be.
I think that would be best.
I couldn't possibly intrude.
You could, and you've solid grounds to do so, to impose yourself on us.
Well, I do love imposing myself, but I think I'll refrain.
Many of the Evero women have a tendency to do that, yes.
Fascinating! Tell me more!
Well, it's one time with Jocelyn's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he begins to just explain, give various stories, many of them embarrassing, some of them about Jocelyn. Rio gets to roll her eyes. Roll for eye roll real quick. Roll a
d20. A d20, okay.
I want to hear the stories. Give me the stories.
Oh, we would be here all night if I, there's so many. So detailed. 17, that is quite the eye roll that you initiate at one point within the cities, within the stories. So, probably one involving a mishap at bath time when you refused to be bathed and went running down the hall in your birthday suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Typical. See it now.
As all that's going down, Diego and Ara and Athena and the incorporeal spirit of Tosh, who is required to speak at all times. You can look up and recite any Shakespearean soliloquy that you choose, but you are required to do one every 10 minutes. So.
Mandatory. Yes.
The lot of you. Making way up through the city. How would you like to approach the palace? That is.
Stealthily.
I would like to attempt to lead the way to try and go towards a less visible part of the. Is it a castle or a manor? I don't know the full scope of. Is it a palace or?
It's a palace.
Palace,
not quite as big as a castle, or maybe who knows? These are the terms I'm using.
Sure. It was a less visible, less guards, and perhaps a alternative entrance to the palace, if possible.
Right. Well, if anybody did know, it would be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that there is a small graveyard outside of the palace grounds, there is a mausoleum on those grounds, and inside one of the many tombs has a is actually disguising a door within that can lead you through an underground passage up into and behind the palace. First, it would lead you into the underground laboratory, one that most less people than you can count on your hand are aware of its existence. But you're not sure in this situation if you could reveal the knowledge of or whereabouts of this. It seems a little too specific.
Yeah, get my sword.
Yeah, that's a little too specific for this scenario, so I think I'll be avoiding using that particular entrance.
Other than that, you know that the grounds themselves there is a garden yard in every direction, about 200 feet, surrounded by a wall 20 feet high. And the palace itself is 6 stories tall. Bottom floor being, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, the second floor being Snow White, and the third story being...
No, do go on. I'm curious.
No.
No. You all know already. I shouldn't have to explain this to you. It's your palace, after all.
I would try and lead us to one of the walls where perhaps less guarded.
Yeah, so you could definitely do that. You know that there are patrolling guards along the top. Not sure what the state of security is right now. There are absolutely going to be guards posted at the gate out front. And you can safely... discuss that point with your companions, that more than likely there's going to be guards there, so let's find a place around the walls where perhaps we can scale over. So this is the plan that you suggest to them.
What do you all think of that plan? Finding a spot along the wall that we could scale over and gain access to the palace?
I thought we were just looking to see if she was here. You want to go in?
Well, how else do you plan on finding out if she's here?
Ask a servant.
You don't think that a servant would then immediately go and report us?
Not if you're just inquiring if the lady is home today. I don't know. Would they kill someone? Would they report that?
I'm not entirely sure how Diego Tan runs his estate, but... I would assume that they might report back, especially people of interest, like someone with stark white hair coming and asking, inquiring about Keela being present.
Just an old crone visiting the city.
She is the Duchess. Doesn't she take audience with people?
I don't know. But I'd rather just get my own assessment and figure things out for myself.
Well, trust. Wouldn't they report you if they see someone in the palace?
Well, they're not going to see us.
Very confident of you.
What's your plan?
We're going to scale over that wall and get inside the palace and find out if she's there. If you don't want to come, I'll go myself. You guys can stay here and just cover me.
Oh, I'm going.
Very well. Ara and I will go. Athena, you will stay here and maybe go talk to a servant. Good luck to you.
Wow, Diego, where's your sense of fun?
Oh, this is fun for me.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Wow. We'll lead the way, I guess.
All right. I just find a section of the wall that's, I mean, it's all the same height and stuff like that, but try and find an angle where it's just, like, less visible to, like, the city and stuff.
You're aware of a particular point of the wall. You know the perfect place to scale. You're able to get a little grappling hook up onto the wall, scale up on top, and
as a note, as a note, I don't shoot the little grappling hook gun. I'd take out.
It would just be essentially that kind of hook. But you throw it up, lock it on. The three of you ascend and descend into the garden of the palace. As you make your way to the other side, Ara, make a perception check.
Well,
Diego did pick a very good spot to scale. When you came down on the other side, there happened to be a tree about 20 feet away from the side of the wall that obscured this small part from, like, the palace itself. The tree acted as a blind spot for this one part of the wall.
Okay.
So you're fairly certain that you're on the inside and your presence is currently undetected.
Where to next?
Is there, like, a servant's entrance or anything like that?
There's a servant's entrance around the back side of the palace.
All right, I would lead them there.
Okay, I'm following. I'm very curious where this is going.
Okay. And then just, I guess, trying to keep an eye out to see if there are any servants or anything like that coming and going through that entrance.
Mm-hmm. As you're making your way, you checking if the coast is clear.
Mm-hmm.
As you enter into the servant's door on the back, the girls are just about to enter in behind you when suddenly from the kitchen, the door opens. And a servant carrying a loaf of bread comes through. They see you immediately and freeze, shocked to see. Oh, Mr. Tain,
Hello. I didn't know that you were on the premises today. I was just having a loaf of bread baked for some of the servants.
Well, you would do best to mind your own business and go about your way and leave me to my business.
And he doesn't even say anything. He just sort of, like, slinks along, like, right, never saw you. Very well. And just continues his way. Go ahead and make an insight check.
Okay.
With advantage.
Okay. Say
23. As he sort of said, he was surprised to see you, and apparently you weren't known to be on the premises, at least by the servants. You're not sure if he's you're certain that he will not be telling any of the servants that he saw you.
Good.
But you're not entirely certain of Keela's whereabouts or her sort of influence on the staff as of present.
Would I know locations within the palace where she might be?
Yes. You know exactly where she would be, especially given the time of day.
Good. Then I would like to guide my two companions to wherever she might be.
Okay. There's a problem with that, though. You cannot subtly guide them to her current location without revealing that you know more than you should about the layout of the palace.
I see.
Her current location is in an adjacent room to the underground laboratory.
Ah, so that would definitely be...
Yes.
Then, if that's the case, then I would call back the servant that was leaving with the bread.
Yeah, so the two of you outside, you heard that exchange going on.
I'll call the servant back if I can. I don't know if he ran off or if he's
within. Yes. He was about to finally breathe again, but then you call him back and you're like,
a moment.
One more thing. And he turns around, still holding the loaf of bread.
Is my Lady Keela present in the palace today?
Yes, she is, though, you know as well as I, she's not usually active this time of day.
That'll do for now. Thank you.
She's usually in her, in the master bedroom,
Would you mind? I'd motion for him to come closer so I can, like, whisper something to him. Would you mind summoning her to come down to the kitchens?
I can ask.
Good.
But
The... You know, he won't let me into the room.
He? Do I know who he's referring to?
You know who he's referring to.
Who might that be?
Someone who you put in charge of making sure that people don't snoop in your rooms during the daytime.
Care to share more?
Maybe.
You stay away. I need all the information.
I will say so. It's been he's been rather erratic lately. He's refusing to leave his post.
Tell him that his master is here and there are intruders on the grounds. I'm whispering that to him just to make sure that's clear.
All right, where should I have him come to you here?
Down here as soon as possible.
Very well. And he gives a little nod and makes his way out of the room.
Okay. I will just sneak back over to where Athena and Ara are. The servant confided in me that something's not right with Keela. And I want to make sure that she's okay.
I'm just watching Athena.
We should go tell the others.
But what if she's dying? What if we're too late?
I'm pretty sure the servants would let someone know. What are you going to do?
Well, I want to make sure that she's okay.
Why?
Because she's important to Rio.
Then let's go get Rio.
But if we leave and she dies, what does that do for us?
You think she's dying?
I think she's in danger right now.
Then I think Rio should see her before she dies.
Then how about you go?
Let's go, Diego.
I'll stay here and make sure that she's okay.
Insight.
Well, insight, but you did hear... The servant was surprised to see Diego, and you overheard that... he wasn't aware that Diego Tain was even within the palace. So, right now, for now, you know that you're under the impression that Diego Tain is not at the palace.
Mm-hmm.
But the Keela is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to turn to Athena and say, what if Ignil is here trying to kill her right now? We know that that's what was...
Wouldn't the serpents have said an Altus was here?
They just said that there was some man that was acting erratically outside of her room. I think we should investigate.
I think we should let the others know.
I think that we're wasting time talking about this and we should do something.
Ara?
I'm with Athena. I think we should leave.
Can't you just send a message, Ara, with your little bird?
I mean, can I?
think you can.
I want to roll. Well, actually, a few moments later, even from the kitchen, you hear a loud pounding on the door.
The front door?
Yes.
Like the door that leads into this room where we're in?
No, not the one that leads into this room. You'd have to make your way around to the front hall to see whoever is...
Oh, somebody's knocking on, like, the...
Yes, door. Somebody's knocking on the main door, yes.
Oh.
Knocking, knocking gently at my chamber door.
Okay, I'm going to creep around this side and see if I can get a view of who that is.
Okay. You see one of the servants approaching the door from your vantage point and opening it, and the knocking suddenly gets interrupted. Oh, good day. I bring word from the Evero estate that the Master Darius and the... Darius and Keela's sister, Jocelyn Evero, are wishing to visit and dine here this evening. Yes, yes, of course. We'll make preparations immediately. Thank you. And you overhear that exchange and the door closing and the servant turning around. Oh my. All right. And he starts muttering to himself, making his way to the servants' quarters where he can begin to dole out instructions to the others.
Okay, well, she's coming. And Keela's here. So, what are we doing?
I think we need to make sure that she's safe. Do you want her to show up here and find out that Keela was killed and we decided to tuck tail and run when it mattered?
Okay, I heard the same thing that you did, Diego. She said, find my sister. She didn't say, stay with my sister. She just wanted to know where she was. Yes?
The whole reason we're here is to save Keela, right?
Oh, what do you want to do, Athena?
I want to know why you think this is so pressing.
Because if we don't save Keela, that will destroy Rio. Because the whole reason that we suffered through everything in the future was to come back so we could fix things. Mm-hmm. And so we're about to turn around and leave when the very thing that we wanted to prevent is about to happen.
Can I roll insight?
Yes.
24.
He does seem to want to be here. Mm-hmm. And in a way, right now, you're here to not just confirm that Keela is present, but also to potentially intervene should she need protection. Unknown entities and unknown locations of said entities. However, you're not sure, though it is a good excuse to stick around, you're not sure if that's the real reason why he wants to mm-hmm. be here, to protect Keela. Mm-hmm. And a small part in the back of your head is concerned that he may want to harm Keela. Maybe in roundabout way to protect Rio or something like that. It's a very small thing and you try your best just to, ignore. No, that can't be it.
What are we doing, Athena?
I think we wait.
Wait here?
Yes.
Good. I agree.
Does Ara sense anything off about Diego?
Make an insight check.
Eleven.
He's. I mean, based on the brief interaction that you were able to have with him before all this, very, very long time ago, seems like you're dealing with an entirely different person. But everybody in the group has changed quite a bit, so that's not anything really to draw any sort of basis off of.
Okay.
But I think we wait here until the others show up.
That's fine, as long as we stay here and make sure that she's okay.
Alright. So what, we're just going to stand outside for 6 hours?
Well, I think we should go inside so that we can make sure that she's okay. We don't have to do anything unless...
How long can you keep up this ruse, Diego?
What do you mean?
Pretending to be Diego Tane?
Well, I mean, they said that he's not here, so I don't think I have to worry about running into the other one.
That's not what I said.
What do you mean?
How long do you think you can keep up the ruse?
What ruse? Like, just talking to the servants?
Yes.
As long as I need to.
Can I cast Detect Thoughts?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Who are you targeting with that?
You.
Good.
Okay. It's a wisdom save.
A wisdom save?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you're going straight for the deep dive?
No.
You get surface for free. That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll share that mostly in my mind right now is stalling and trying to buy time. You can dig deep if you want to.
No, because stalling is a big red flag for me.
You wouldn't want to meet us deep, though.
Yes.
I know you'd probably sense me.
Only if you fail. So
okay, I'm gonna dig.
I mean, you would want.
I'm gonna dig. Yeah.
Wisdom save. You said? Yeah. Okay. Oof, that's a 9.
Oh, he fails. Give me them thoughts.
I mean, you would know that I'm thinking about Hale coming down the stairs to deal with these intruders so that I can take out two.
You're two suddenly problems. Very aware, and all in that moment, the door opens to the kitchen where you've been waiting, and a very pale skinned, gaunt looking Hale enters the room. Master T.
Please deal with these two.
And he reaches for the sword on his back.
I'm reaching for mine, too!
No, you didn't say that in time! I'm sorry! You missed out on it! I think that's where we need to end the session. Going much longer is going to go much longer.